This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
With the Cavaliers.
I want to talk about the situation.
It is a situation.
What's the situation?
The situation
they
is...
They won 64 games.
Yeah, you're going to make
were
us
really
feel
good.
Like garbage.
They were knocked out of the second round of the playoffs.
Here we go. Ready?
No, this... What are you talking about?
Spin the wheel, Jeff. Let's go.
We're not
go.
Spinning the wheel.
I know you are. I know you.
I did look at both of these teams that have made the NBA Finals.
Okay.
And I thought, you know... So there are 10 guys, you know, five from each team who are basically the starting five.
That's normally how that works.
That's 10.
And you throw a couple officials out there, you got 12 people running around the floor.
The Cavaliers kind of went, nah, we're good.
What do you mean the Cavs passed on five of the 10 starters? Is that what you're saying?
Kind of. That said, the Cavs won 64 games. They've put together a really nice team, and they should be competitive for a good period of time to come. So, well done. But it's not like the Cavs really screwed up, but it's like, I wonder how this would have worked had they gone in this direction. And, you know, some of the guys who are here wouldn't be here now, and they wouldn't have won 64 games, but... Maybe they'd be a better team if they had made a couple of different decisions.
Oh, this is the worst kind of wheel of regret.
Or
guys you could have drafted.
Or maybe not. I didn't just say drafted.
Really excited for the auditory version of the 30-gallon bucket
of
ice poured on my head.
It's worked out best the way they've done it.
But, well, obviously it hasn't because they're not in the NBA Finals and these guys are.
Well, a couple of these are a stretch, but I'll just give them to you anyway. Because
right.
I just looked at the starters.
Good. We're working for depression now.
Well, I looked at the starters and I just thought, how were they acquired and, you know, where were the Cavs in this situation? So I'm going to kind of start from the bottom up. Okay.
Great.
One really tough physical guy for Oklahoma City, Lou Dort.
The Cavs could have had Lou Dort.
Well, everybody could have. He was an undrafted free agent in 2019.
The Dortmeister.
But the Cavs decided that Dylan Windler.
Lou Dort's really good.
He's really good. He's tough, physical. The Cavs decided to draft Dylan Windler at 26. Now, again, Dort wasn't even taken in the second round. And he was a young guy. I think he was at Arizona State for a year.
You know why they didn't take him? You know why
they took Dylan Windler at 26, and then they traded for Kevin Porter at 30.
It's not why.
So those two guys, though I think Kevin can play, Kevin has his things, they could have drafted Lou Dort and just said, hey, we're good. We'll take this.
Yeah, you know why they didn't, though?
What?
Done with Canadians. He's from Montreal.
If you remember.
They're done with Canadians. So Anthony Bennett messed everything up for any Canadian that ever wants to play for the Cavs again.
So if you remember in the 2020-2021 season, I was really, really happy when the Cavs brought in a guy for 16 games. Oh. And I thought, this guy, I've followed this guy. I like this guy.
Which pronunciation?
Isaiah Hartenstein, Stein, Isaiah. Cavs let him walk in free agency. And, you know, big guys are tough to come by. Now, he didn't go straight from the Cavs to Oklahoma City, but OKC signed him as a free agent this last year, and he averaged a double-double. 11.2 points, 10.7 rebounds, and he starts for a team in the NBA Finals. And
Dan,
Cavs just let him walk.
Can't have nice things.
His picture is on the wheel of regret. You know how, like, they have the bonus on the wheel?
It's the one. Is it the bonus, or is it just smack dab in the middle and it just spins?
No. So what happens is like, you see Hartenstein's face, and then it lands there, and then you pick it up, and you find out you just won $1 million.
Now, remember,
on the Jeff Phelps Wheel of Regret,
this is the league
he is a top five all-time candidate in the Wheel of Regret.
With old Moses, wherever Moses may be.
This is the league where everybody passes on everybody.
Sure.
But I thought, can I bring the NBA Finals home for all of us here in Cleveland?
Oh, good.
And I just thought, let me look.
Because losing in the second round wasn't enough of a swift kick.
Let me look at these lineups and see. It turns out half of them, the Cavs, of the starters, the Cavs went, we're good. On Andrew Nembhard was the 31st pick in the 2022 draft. And he's, of course, the really scrappy guard for the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah.
Cavs took Uche Agbaji at 14 in that draft. And Nembhard went 31st. Agbaji, of course, traded to Utah in the Donovan Mitchell trade. So, you know, there were three guys, Lou Dort, Isaiah Hartenstein, and Andrew Nembhard.
There's three.
You
got seven more, so, right?
There are two more. No, I've got two more.
Oh, five? I thought you had 10.
I said half of it. Half of the starters.
Who's having more fun than us?
Yeah, this is great.
You're not going to like this one at all.
Great.
In the 2020 draft, Cavs took Isaac Okoro with the 5th overall pick. And Tyrese Halliburton went 12 to Sacramento. So this is kind of a, really? The Cavs did all this scouting, and they determined that Isaac would have been a better NBA player than Tyrese Halliburton. Okay.
I got regret on that one. I can feel it. Okay. I
you give do? You
that
one.
That's 100% truthful. Yes.
Trending appropriately.
Yes. 100% trending appropriately.
And I'm just pointing out, and again, they won 64 games. They were really good, but they're trying to advance in the playoffs.
Can't have nice things.
And then, you know, we have, going back in order, the Cavs had Donovan Mitchell, right? I'll call him number three. I'm thinking of, I watched Austin Powers the other night, you know? Mm-hmm. So there was number one, Robert Wagner. Remember all that? Mm-hmm. Then they talked about a number two. I'll say Donovan was number three.
Okay.
Darius Garland was number two. But number one on the Kobe Altman, I love ball dominant shooting short guards, was Colin Sexton.
Stop it, Jeff.
Who was the 8th overall pick in 2018.
I love that one.
8th overall pick in 2018. Small, ball-dominant shooting guard. Going at number 11 to the Los Angeles Clippers was your NBA most valuable player, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
So the Cavaliers kind of went, eh, we prefer Colin to Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, 6'6 out of Kentucky. We prefer Isaac Okoro to 6'5 Tyrese Halliburton coming out of Iowa State.
I'm going to give you
We prefer Ochi Agbaji.
Would you like the baseball
to Andrew Nemhard? Who dropped a ton, obviously. He went in the second round, actually, 31st. Isaiah Hartenstein was right here. Good physical, big man, and young guy. I like Isaiah. I did before he got here. 16 games, free agency. But he's a key member of those Thunder teams, and anybody could have had Lou Dort. And the Thunder smart enough to sign him. Good for Thunder. Mm-hmm.
Like in, what was it, 08? Remember when the Phillies won the World Series with Charlie Manuel?
Yes.
Okay. Like, I was super excited for, like, Rudy Sienez and Chad Durbin. This is the equivalent. That's what I'm trying to equal it out for me.
This is a 50-gallon bucket of ice water that just gets dumped on your head to raise no cause whatsoever.
The one that
and
always
then there's some jerk with six others lined up waiting to dump them on top of your head.
The one that always stuck with me, and it has been with me for years, was the and I think Colin Sexton can play.
Oh, I forgot about Lou Marson too.
And the last one,
Colin can play, but Colin is a 6'1" ball dominant guard. Do we see a pattern here?
No, we and got then, Lou after.
And then the Cavs followed that up the next year by taking another 6'1 ball dominant guard in Darius Garland, who, by the way, was the best player on the board when they drafted. Don't make no mistake about it. They nailed that pick. But then you had two 6'1 ball dominant guards, and what did you do? You traded one for a 6'2 ball dominant guard in Donovan Mitchell, along with a lot of other things.
All right, so are we
but
done?
Just in watching the
who's
finals.
He's also one of the 20 best players in basketball. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's really good. Yeah.
Let's not forget that fact.
No, without question. But, you know, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander could have just solved that problem.
Why didn't we get him?
Why didn't we get him, Dan?
I don't know.
This Dan? One is like then you've already been hit with four 30-gallon buckets of ice water.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've decided on the last one to, like, just do the solid punch right to the gut.
This
causes
this
you to bend over. And then you just back like a truck of ice water on top.
All that said, this is the league where great players get passed over all the time by teams and multiple teams and everything else. And teams trade guys, sign guys, players move like absolute crazy. It's all a matter of finding a good fit. And clearly the Cavaliers have a good fit. But it's always fascinated me watching how teams get built and how teams might have passed up certain guys, regardless of the sport. I just think it's something interesting in sports to pay attention to. But I do find it interesting that the Cavs and other teams, but clearly the Cavs made a couple of drastic decisions, and right or wrong, I mean, you took Colin guard over Alexander guard. You took Isaac Okoro 6'5 over Tyrese Halliburton 6'5. Interesting. It's just interesting.
Three, two, one. All right. Can hang on. Sean's in Kent. Hi, Sean.
How does this bring you joy?
It doesn't.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Sean.
Yeah. Hey, Sean.
Has it occurred to anybody that maybe just Indiana is steamrolling everybody?
Yes!
Right now, no matter what?
Yes! Thank you! Thank you, Sean. Somebody with a reality check. Sean in Kent.
I don't see anybody beating them in seven games. I just don't. I mean, OKC is super tough, but at this point, I don't see anyone beating them in seven games. I was kind of like down the Cavs a little bit when we lost the series. But then
don't you feel better if the Pacers win and go, you know what? We just got flattened by a team that was so on fire that nobody had any hope against that team.
Fire.
They just had the magic touch.
Fire.
They just got hot at the right time.
Yes.
I mean, they got hot at the right time, and they're just killing everybody. And I think that we need to take that into consideration as an option here.
Sean,
excellent
phone call. Excellent. Friend of the show. Thank you, Sean.
I didn't say anything but the Cavs, except for the Cavs putting together a really terrific team, Andy. I just thought it was interesting to see that 5 of the 10 starters here in the NBA Finals were guys that the Cavs kind of passed up.
Well, our social media matches, which are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads or join us about as much as Andy and I are as Matt chimes in saying, what an awful segment. Boy, I feel better.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
Where's my guy?
We agree completely.
My dentist, Dr. Brofman.
Just giving information. Just giving information.
You know, bartender, and I never in my life thought I'd need an off-season morphine drip, but here we are.
The hell is Colin Sexton, anyway?
Mike in North Olmsted. Mike, go ahead.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'd like your opinion on this, especially from Jeff, because he's close with the Cavs.
Yes.
Is Isaac Okoro, how much did he regress this year from last year offensively and even defensively, and then they end up signing him to that contract? Is he trade bait, you think?
Mike, thank you.
Mike, I would think that if you're looking to change the team a little bit, Isaac is a guy you could move. The question is, and this will go back to a team's going to have to like his specific skill set and bring him in to fit what they do. I don't think of Isaac as a very good offensive player. There's a reason the teams leave him open. And did he regress a little bit? Yeah, he probably did. He's great at driving to the basket. And he's really a strong player, and he's a solid defensive player. He's not the second coming of Gary Payton. But I would think if they move him, it would not hurt the Cavs very much.
Ron Darling next, Baskin and Phelps.
Should we do a group sigh?
Three, yes. Two, one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.